6898.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Today, I was with Cactus. We were out taking a drive. Yesterday was a little bit, it was dreary, a little windy, day before yesterday. Today's a beautiful day. We were talking about the New World Order. We were talking about global religion. That's coming with Joe Biden meeting with Pope Francis. The topic of the day was climate change. And then yesterday I was talking about, and as Cactus and I were visiting, we were thinking, you know, the matter of the New World Order, we've heard about this for years. It's a conspiracy. It's not real. It's a conspiracy. The world doesn't believe it. There is no global agenda. Climate change is not a conspiracy. It is the world needs to be protected from mankind who can't control his carbon footprint. So conspiracies, no New World Order, just a conspiracy. No sense in discussing it. So for all those who don't believe in conspiracies, why don't we see what Theodore Roosevelt had to say? He said that they found a secret map that was made in Germany by Hitler and the planners of a New World Order. And I've seen that map. Pretty much half of Africa, from the top of Africa straight down, the cap of Africa, the Dutch East Indies, India, China, pretty much all of Europe, most of South America. If Hitler hadn't have been stopped, if he would not have been stopped, this plan that the planners in Germany had made for a New World Order, a thousand-year Reich, would have come to pass. It wasn't, they were ambitious. Then in the 70s, our president Dick Nixon, one of his quotes was, "And I hope each of us have to build a new world order," with the hope that each of us have the desire to build a new world order. Then there was George Herbert Walker Bush, 1991, and he states, "Out of these troubled times, a fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge, a new era." Then he went on at a different time beyond after that. He said, "We have before us an opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order." Then he stated a third time, "Now we can see a new world order coming into view, a world with which there is a very real prospect of a new world order." Then there was Dan Quayle, He stated, the present solution through time and time again, talked to about time and time again about the New World Order, and this is the best chance to begin to establish the New World Order. This was back in his time, in the 90s. Then there was William Jefferson Clinton. Quoting, he says, and after the 1989 president, after 1989, President Bush said, and a phrase that I also myself use, is that we need a new world order. Then there was Nancy, the Catholic, nominal Catholic, Pelosi, states, as I've told you before, because I love it so much, they also created the Great Seal of the United States. And that Great Seal of the United States has on it Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new order for the centuries, for the ages, forever. Then we have the old Senator John Kerry, quoting, much has been said by the Secretary of State and others about the New World Order, about a defining moment in history. What kind of New World Order would we create? ? Then he stated a different time. With the end of the Cold War, Henry Kissinger pointed out, and in his superb book on diplomacy, he stated, quote, none of the most important countries now, most of the important countries which must build a new world order, most of these nations have not had the experience with this multi-state system, which is emerging always before, never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Perceptions and on so global a scale. Then Henry goes on to say at a different time, quote, when really a new world order can be created and a great opportunity in just a crisis. There is a need for a new world order. So, conspiracy theories, they're so powerful, they're so out and in your face. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the U.S., back in the
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Sentara in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church at 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
All right, folks, Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks for listening to my show each weekday from 7 till 9 a.m. Have you heard how much KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies, has grown? Got a new lineup, big signal, and rapidly growing audience. So, if you own a business and would like to reach a conservative, patriotic, Northern Colorado audience in a very affordable way, contact my buddies, my friends at KHNC, 970-587-5003, or email them at ontheair@khnc.net. That's 970-587-5003. Tell them Brian Kilmeade sent you.
Run in the shadows, damn your love, damn your life. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying you would never break the chain. If you don't love me now,
I remember hearing people talk about the New World Order. It's a conspiracy. It's a lie. It's not real. People that believe that are just believing conspiracy theories. Gary Hart, quoting him, "There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster, 9/11, to carry out what his father, George H.W. Bush, globalist, a phrase which his father used only once, wrong, and hasn't been used since, incorrect, and that is a new world order." David Gergen, Presidential Policy Advisor, World Economic Forum member, World Resource Institute member, Trilateral Commission member, Council of Foreign Relations member, and he states, "And then President Bush, at the end of the graduation address, described the New World Order and what America's role was going to be in it." Well, America's role is going to be the leading nation of the New World Order. I'm going to discuss what is the New World Order in just a second. Then in 1989, in November, Mikhail Gorbachev, he talks about a new world order. A few programs ago, last week, beginning, talked about Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is very, he has studied what has happened in Russia, Russian history. He is a patriot. He's a nationalist. He loves his country. Even though he was stationed during his early career in Germany, East Germany, after the Berlin Wall fell, still a patriot to his nation, to his country. And he read about the Pilgrim Society and how they killed Tsar Nicholas and his family, slaughtered them like sheep, and how Vladimir Lenin was an operative for the British Pilgrim Society. He knows the history, how they started the Pilgrim Society, how they were able to fund the Bolshevik Revolution to destroy Russia and bring in communism. It was a British plan. That was the first time they destroyed Russia. Then he studied how in the late 80s, how the Pilgrim Society, using the United States government, the CIA, how they destroyed Russia economically. And now, once again, the Pilgrim Society, this globalist, they are the leaders of the global agenda, how they are once again attempting to destroy Russia, pressing Russia to engage in conflict in the Black Sea. Russia's not going to do it this time. Vladimir Putin has learned the lessons of history. He's not going to repeat it this time again. Putin recognized the power of true religion, of people that truly believed in God. He studied what happened in America within the Christian communities, the Judeo-Christian center, the lifeblood of American culture. He saw the power of a nation that was free to worship, freedom of religion, not so much worship, but just religion. Worship implies that you have these facilities where you go and you worship in the facilities every Sunday, but you don't practice your religion on the street. He watched what happened in America. And he knew that the only way for Russia to come back to be a great nation and the people to make Russia and free the Russian people was to not fight the Russian Orthodox Church. But he saw the value in it. And Vladimir Putin, as a real believer in God, as a true believer, he made the decision to protect the Russian Orthodox Church and the practice of religion in Russia. He passed laws that would not allow abortion. He passed laws where people that were married and they wanted to divorce, they had to go to counseling to work it out. He didn't just give in. And so the divorce rate is way down. While Russia has become what America was 100 years ago, what Russia is now what America was 100 years ago. America is now what Russia was 100 years ago, a dictatorship. Socialist. And no religion in the schools, no reading the Bible in the public schools, no talking about God in the public schools. But you can talk about the religion of the Aztecs, and you can practice, and they encourage Aztec chants in California. There's a big lawsuit taking place right now. So Vladimir Putin, he knew what Pilgrim Society had done to Russia. And he will not push back. He's pushing back, and he's not going to let the Pilgrims that directs the U.S. CIA, not going to let them push Russia around. It won't happen. And with that, I'm going to just read the latest news here. Pardon me, have allergies. Okay. I told you here yesterday that the director of the CIA, he met with, his name is Director Burns, I believe it is. I have too many articles. Well, anyhow, they were with Russia. They were in Russia meeting. They're going to be there probably today's the last day. But the Secretary of the this is out of the today's whatdoesitmean.com. Secretary of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, Nikolai Petrushev, met in Moscow with the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, William Burns. And as they were speaking, they discussed an important topic. And the translation of that topic was Chairwoman Valentina Matvienko, she asked this intelligence agency, the director, William Burns, asked him a question. Quote, who is in charge? Who is responsible? Basically, who's in charge of America? And by her asking this, it suggested that CIA Burns had informed the Kremlin that Supreme Socialist Leader, as they phrase it, Joe Biden, is not in charge of the United States. After which, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov stated, now listen, one of America's, one of the big ships, nuclear capabilities with nukes on board, had just gone into, a couple of days ago, into the Black Sea, again trying to provoke Russia. Well, with this, again, taunting of Russia, here's what the foreign minister stated. Quote, let me tell you in all frankness, friends and colleagues, that according to our judgments, what we see now in our bilateral relations between Russia and the United States can be described as a very tough and challenging crisis, probably to an extent that it exceeds in some ways the worst situation that both of our nations experienced under the Cold War. And it may be even more dangerous because of the fact that at that time, there were clear frameworks and clear rules. Now there is a great deal of uncertainty surrounding all this, and this is quite risky. So he's making it very clear that what America is doing and NATO and Europe are doing, pushing Russia by entering the Black Sea and just challenging, is not good. It's not winno, you know what I'm saying. So then going on here with what I was saying about the United States Navy, they've just sailed one of its command warships into the Black Sea, and Russia considers it a war provocation. And Russia has already warned the United States that it will see any incoming missile as nuclear. Any incoming missile as nuclear. And Russia states, we will immediately retaliate a full thermonuclear retaliatory strike against America from Russia's largest in the world nuclear arsenal. Vladimir Putin is telling Pilgrim Society, the American government, NATO, and Europe, this time they're not going to surrender. This time they have the will to retaliate. I have no doubt Vladimir Putin would do that. None. I have no doubt about that. CIA Director William Burns has few links with socialist leader Joe Biden. So Mr. Burns is really not in contact with what they call socialist leader Joe Biden. He was George W. Bush's ambassador to Russia from 2005 to 2008, 2005-2008. And then what just happened this week, coming out of intelligence out of Europe, the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, was slammed this week by a tribunal of top U.S. military commanders who called the CIA's torture of war prisoners a stain on the moral fiber of America. This wasn't Russia, China, Europe, slamming the CIA. This was top U.S. military commanders who called the CIA's torture of war prisoners a stain on the moral fiber of America. Something's cooking in government. 1360 AM Radio, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll continue in a few minutes.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, New World Order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. The end of the world, Christ said there'd be wars and rumors of wars. And here, quoting again, that Russia already warned the United States that any incoming missiles coming from any of those American Navy ships, naval ships out there in the Black Sea, any missile incoming, anything they better not even throw an apple off of the ship. Because Russia is going to consider it an incoming missile as nuclear, with nuclear capabilities. And again, Russia will immediately initiate a full thermonuclear retaliatory strike against the United States of America from Russia's largest world nuclear arsenal. So, what is happening? While the right hand is doing one thing, the left hand is doing something else. tried to keep you informed on what both hands are doing. Now, also, since the president incarcerated these people on January 26th, there was a U.S. federal judge, Judge Royce Lamberth, filed a contempt charge against the Biden administration, prison officials, and demand the United States Department of Justice open an immediate civil rights criminal investigation, which they did, an investigation carried out by the United States Marshals Service that yesterday, on Tuesday, resulted in them removing 400 prisoners from Biden's hellhole prison in Washington, D.C., and transferring them to another facility. I believe it was in Pennsylvania. So probably most people don't know presently that some of these patriots, American people, that have been incarcerated for nothing more than just a political, a way in which this government is telling the patriot people that we can do whatever we want to you. We can put you in jail. We can starve you. We can dehydrate you. We can allow you to live in filthy, unsanitary conditions. They're making a statement. That's the power and the wickedness of the present administration. And with I look at Joe Biden. This president, like the CIA director Burns, William Burns, he states that Joe Biden is not the man in charge. He's not the one running the country. Well, again, who then is running the country? Or what agency or group of agencies or behind the scenes political power is running this country? I know that with the Pilgrim Society, they have operatives in this country. And the operatives in this country are called CERCO. It's called SES, Senior Executive Services. They also have a hand in our intelligence agencies. All 3 to 26 letter agencies, DARPA, NSA, National Security Agency, CIA, FBI, military intelligence, all branches. But the big brother, or the top of the heap, is the CIA. CIA is not to operate internally within the nation. They're to operate on foreign problems internationally. Don't believe it. That's what they're supposed to do. But the laws of this land, the goalposts have all been moved. The center line in the court has been moved. The CIA is operating within our country, not just foreign nations internationally, but now within our civil government, within our media. Vladimir Putin, I didn't put my article to the side. He talked about the, in February, at the World Economic Forum, he made the statement that the Pilgrim Society, he was very clear on what he was stating about the Pilgrim Society. This is why I say that he knows who is trying to provoke Russia into a present war. So on February the 13th, at the World Economic Forum, I've talked about this before. I've got to talk about it again. Until American people understand the history of Pilgrim Society, you will not understand the New World Order. You will not understand Global Agenda. You won't understand the World Economic Forum. It's going to be hard to difficult to understand why the pandemic, who created it. You won't understand the power of the Rockefellers. The Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is, yes, it is a group of ruling families in Europe, but initiated by the Pilgrim Society. It goes back to the Pilgrim Society. All of the media, the mainstream media in this country, from ABC, NBC, CBS, and all the MSNBC, CNN, and CNN, all of them, this was a imperial conference agenda that took place in 1909. It was an arm of Pilgrim Society to take over all the media internationally, whether it be print, and at that time radio had just come into existence, to control all news, every bit of the news. Why are the American people so brainwashed? Why is it they can't see what this virus is doing to them? Because of the media. 1360KHNC.com podcast.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me, you know, it would be wise to, whenever Vladimir Putin is speaking, it would be real wise to listen to what he has to say, because this man is not a globalist. He's not a New World Order member. He is pushed it back at it. This is why he and Donald Trump, this is what they had in common. People think that Donald Trump is a New World Order. They believe he's part of it. No, he's not. He is not part of that. He knows, just like Vladimir Putin, what the Pilgrim Society, their objectives are. World takeover. Pilgrim Society's objective, American hegemony. Not Asian Chinese hegemony, nor German hegemony, English hegemony, American world hegemony. Can only come about through the United States of America. Won't come through Russia. Putin, at the World Economic Forum, he told all these snakes, he stated, the bulletproof.net, February 13th, 2021, President Putin, when he's at this conference with all these people in attendance, all of them, for the most part, I would say every one of them, they know Pilgrim Society. They are familiar with the Pilgrim Society. Most are Pilgrim Society members. President Putin just called for love and the scrapping of the 120-year-old British-American Pilgrim Society New World Order theory at the World Economic Forum. Putin called the, quote, centralized and unipolar world order a moribund strategy that has embroiled Russia and the world in more than a century of war and godless, culture-destroying monopolies. This same British-American Pilgrim Society, after deposing Tsar Nicholas in 1917, then murdering his entire family by firing squad, 1 year later in 1918, devastated Russia with a godless, pilgrim-financed Bolshevik terror, enslaved satellite nations also, and repressed the citizens for 70 years while murdering tens of millions of souls to suppress dissent. Kill them before they can dissent, before they can resist. So this is Vladimir Putin, speculation on my part. He's not going to back down. He's not going to bite on American, the threats of the EU, NATO, America. He's not going to back down. He is a number one. He is the top target for the New World Order. He is the nation that is continuing to make things sensible and present things to the neighbors that surround Russia there in Central Asia. He's basically informing them, educating them, telling them, you go along with the plans of the West, you're going along with a global order, and that global order means your resources of your lands are going to be public property, globalist property. It's all about globalism. Is about the wealth of the earth. Where is the wealth of the earth? In the dirt, in the ground. The Bible says all riches come from the earth, out of the ground, whether it be food production, the cattle, sheep, hogs, ducks, chickens, everything for their living, for their being to exist comes out of the dirt, out of the ground. Same with us. All the riches of the world out of their earth. The globalists know they have to, their desire is, they're going to have the ability eventually, but their desire is take over the nations, take over the wealth of the earth that is in the dirt, in the ground, under the ground. In Venezuela, is it Venezuela? Yes. Why do they want Venezuela? Why is Venezuela? Why does China want it? Because Venezuela has diamonds, emeralds, gold, silver. It is one of the nations that has the most. U.S. Geological Survey went over there and basically scoped out their land, and they couldn't believe how wealthy Venezuela was. Oil. Excuse me. Oil. Metals. You name it. This is what the New World Order wants. Now, the New World Order, too, can only be understood in one way. It is not a group of people that care for humanity. They're not humanitarians. They use that term to fool the world. That they love children. They love to take care of the sick, impoverished nations. That is a lie. They have no empathy. What they love is mammon. That's all they love. They love mammon. They love power. And they don't like to see the huddled masses coming to America. In fact, they're sending the huddled masses to America to destroy America. They don't care for America. Once they take over, they will destroy this country. Once the Antichrist who's coming to power takes over, his objectives will be eventually to destroy the United States of America with 10 other nations internationally, 10 other powers. They all give their power to the beast to destroy this country. And now the big secret. It is an occult system. It is a complete occult control of the world. A godless system. The New World Order, remember, is a godless system. The God of the New World Order is Lucifer himself. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC.
I may not be a doctor, but I know this. You wouldn't leave your loved one in a box to collect dust and rust for 15 years, but you can do it to your gun. Just let me see it before it hurts the wrong someone. Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith. I've been repairing and cleaning firearms for 15 years. I started My Favorite Gunsmith to make sure your freedom stick goes boom. So if you're having any issues, big or small, shoot me a text, give me a call, 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. TheHebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay. This pretty much ends today's program. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth program. And on Sunday, I just remembered, I should let you know that my program, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church, was from 8 to 11. It is now, the new hours are going to be from 9 to noon. And so remember, I'll be changing the infomercial, the advertising spot here before long, but it's not 8 to 11. It's now noon, or 9 to noon. So I thought I'd remember to let you know. And then to support today's program for the Present Truth, just if you send support, thank you, to send it to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and make a note that you're supporting the Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. That way they keep track of what shows are the hit. And that's the way radio is. Every show is a hit, and there are so many hits on KHNC, not just in the weekday, but on the weekends also. Pretty much with the hosts on the weekend and the hosts on the week, everything that needs to be covered is covered. And right now, boy, there is a lot. I didn't have time to talk about the in Virginia, the election that just took place there, couple of three wins out in the East Coast. Boy, the powers that be don't like that. It was a disaster. They called it a bloodshed, not bloodshed. What was the term they used? It was a bloodbath. That's how the Democrats, Rachel Maddow, for sure, she's mad. They called it a bloodbath. Well, now this is kind of, to me, it's setting the stage for a lot of changes between now and the presidential election in the next year. Is it you next year? 2 years. When we began the presidential race, it's starting to me, it just means that the powers in place right now, they're going to begin to make a lot of changes, because there are many Democrats who are tired of what has been happening in this country. They want change also, and they know they got change with Biden, who is not the president. There's a lot of change. And it is for very negative. It is not a positive change. They were expecting something positive. They were happy Trump was out. But I tell you what, when they start to get hit in the pocketbook, they don't like it. And now with the policies, with this agenda behind the vaccinations, the jab, and what's happening with the children in this country being forced to take these things also, even the Democrats now, most of who are just uneducated concerning the real truth about matters, they believe everything is a conspiracy. Now they're starting to see, wait a minute, there is a conspiracy taking place. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC, AM Radio, the top, KHNC1360.com for podcasts. See you tomorrow.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Oh, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food, located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.